podcast is brought to you by the 99 Network, New Michigan's premier spot for all your local podcast needs.
Kill my
mind. Warning. This podcast has language of a mature nature. Spencer and Eddie don't know what they're talking about, and in no way should be taken seriously. They are idiots. In fact, this podcast should not be listened or viewed by anyone. But regardless, welcome to the Basement Bar. Beers and Babble. Cheers.
For my delicate little hand, you can ask beer.
All these cords are always fucked up back here. Can't stand it. You take it. I can't find it. Every time I step on it, it makes me feel like I'm having like a brain aneurysm or something.
It goes kapow in your head.
Something like that.
Yeah. Well, kapow. Welcome back to the Basement Bar. Beers and Babble. Raj is starting out with us tonight. That's we haven't had that in a long time.
Yeah, that's actually crazy.
Yeah.
Look at him go.
Look at him go. He's got his head. There he is.
Ain't got anything else to do.
Damn.
Just here out of boredom. Well, we appreciate you.
It's because my wife took your wife out to dinner.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw. I got home and I was like, oh, you're all gussied up. Where are you going? She's like, with Donna.
You're like, of course.
Yeah.
So I got to eat a pork chop in a can.
Nice.
And then in third chair tonight, we have none other than Brandon Dixon.
Yeah, a little Brandon Showcase Dixon.
You know,
welcome.
It.
Look at him getting after
Thank
it.
You. Thank you. Very
Don't let him go to... What's the fuck? What was it called?
Westtown?
No, the fucking... Well, that too. This guy's a fantastic dancer.
Any bar with a dance club, let's put it that way.
There you go.
Yeah.
What is it? Bronner's. Bronner's with a couple of limes in his pocket. He might take you out on a date.
Let me tell you what, boys. I've been waiting all season for Pumpkin Patch and the MILF. So let me tell you.
Say Pumpkin Patch and a MILF?
Yeah. It's take a MILF to a Pumpkin Patch season.
Get yourself a little bit more than the cider donuts there. You didn't know about that? Because Brandon could show you a few, a few things. You know?
You take the MILF to the pumpkin patch, have her buy her kids donuts, and you beat up the kids, steal the donuts, and leave.
You ain't even spending a dime.
Yeah.
You get some donuts, all you got to pay for is the gas to get there. Yep.
Jesus.
Lose them in the cornfield, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Smart
corn
move.
Maze.
Well, actually, I don't allow myself in there because then I'd get lost too. So.
Oh, you're like, all right, ready? Go. Fuck you. I got the donuts. Just turns around and runs away. Man. So we usually start out this podcast with asking either what you've been doing, what you've been listening to. So Brandon, we're going to start out with you, man. What you been listening to?
What have I been listening to? Yeah. I listened to Basement Bar, Beers, and Babble yesterday.
Oh, fucking ain't right.
Oh, nice.
You know what?
We appreciate it. Our one fan. I knew it. See, I saw the
He's
number
real.
Go up. Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah, I love it.
No, not a whole lot. Listened to some Suicide Boys lately.
Ooh, okay. There you go.
Yeah. The girl well, I'm talking to went to a Suicide Boys concert, so I gave that a shot.
Yeah.
Don't know why.
You always struck
Better
me as a
country
guy.
Better than shooting themselves, right?
Well, yeah, that's true.
Better than them shooting themselves.
Fucking right.
Suicide Boys.
No, I listen to just about everything. Rap, country, I'm not picky. Yeah, my white girl tunes this week, but, you know.
Oh, yeah. A little Tay-Tay.
You got a little Taylor Swift, are you?
Nope, I am not a T-Swifty.
Fucking Tate-off Switler.
What kind of white girl music you listen to?
Oh, all over the place. I listen to, my thing's been Blondie.
Oh, Blondie.
Call me in one way or another. That is my shit.
I can see it.
That's back from my era.
It's fucking good. Jeez. I had that on repeat for about 3 hours a day at work. My boss goes, does that radio broken? I said, I think it might be.
Just playing it over and over. Oh, that's fucking awesome.
What? Every time I go into Retro Rocks, Blondie's playing.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you would love Retro Rocks, then.
She's reverted to playing at Retro Rocks, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know
that's not bad.
God damn it. Roger, what you been listening to, man? Any white girl shit?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
No, not really.
It's like Yellowstone.
Just all the time.
All the time.
Gotcha.
As soon as your mom comes home from work, it's Yellowstone.
Yeah.
We're up till 1 o'clock this morning.
Holy
Yellowstone.
Fuck.
God damn.
Oh, snap.
It's like,
Is it? Is it good?
We've gone through. Well, we're through. We're starting the fourth season now.
Oh, my
Damn.
God.
We've only been watching it for like 3 days.
Jesus. Damn. Yeah, you burned through. Yeah. Burned through a lot of that shit.
It's good, though. It's addicting.
Oh, it's really
is.
Good.
It is.
Once
very
you start, it keeps going.
Well, there's so many spinoffs.
What do you mean?
Well, you got, what is it, the 18-something or other?
Oh, yeah.
19.
The one before.
No, there's a 1912 and a 1945 and all kinds of different ones.
I've been meaning to give that a shot. I just haven't done it yet.
Yeah, Yellowstone's good.
It's good. Yeah,
Yellowstone's really good.
Yeah,
reminds me of
Tyler Sheridan,
a Western Ozark.
Yeah,
I don't know if you watched Ozark.
Nope. Mm. Ozark trail. Like
Brandon, you would love Ozark.
Yeah,
Ozark.
Kira tried to get me to watch it, and I was like, "Yeah, no."
Oh,
I
just, really?
I couldn't get it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
no, it's great. Yeah, Tyler Sheridan created and produced all those, and he also does another show called Tulsa King. We've been watching that with Sylvester Stallone.
I believe you mispronounced. I believe it's pronounced Tiger King.
You spelled Tiger King wrong.
With Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
Tiger King.
He plays the tiger. Yeah.
He looks like he already got fucking bit by a tiger in the face.
Who's that meat is this room moving around?
Man, oh man. That's funny. Fucking
Carole Baskins.
I've been listening to a lot of the Stones, man. Some Rolling Stones. Yeah.
There you go.
Beast of Burden. Best song they got. Such you a heard, jam.
Or Shattered.
Hmm?
You heard Shattered?
Mm-mm.
You got to listen to Shattered.
Should it?
Oh, right. That's better than Beast of Burden.
Oh, fuck. That's tough, though.
Tough. It is.
You know how good I feel when someone's staring me down when I'm just jamming to it in my truck on the way to work? 7 o'clock in the morning, Beast of Burden. I'm like pointing at him. I'm like, come here. I'm like, part of you.
What about like songs that you, like, you shouldn't play at funerals?
What do you mean?
Like Another One Bites the Dust.
Oh, that's a good one. That's
man,
a good one.
Man in the Box.
Man in the Box.
I love it.
That's a good one. That's a good one. What's your favorite type of music? The ones you can't play at funerals.
Yeah. We're going down, down.
I'm still standing.
It was like a top 10.
I'm still standing.
Everyone in the crowd of the funeral goes nuts, and we're just like, oh, but he's not.
They play Havana Nagila and they lift him above their fucking shoulders.
Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wish You Were Here. That's enough. Yep. We can just keep going.
Oh, this is great. This is a great topic. Songs you can't play at a funeral.
God. And you know those games that like you have to say one and it moves on, and if you can't get one, like they lose?
Yeah.
It's like a game in Waterfall.
Yeah, like categories.
Yeah, categories. Yeah. That'd be a great
like
fucking category.
Mel Gibson
category.
Movies. I love pulling that one out.
Yeah. That's
or
a tough
Nick Cage
one.
Movies.
Nick. Yeah. Fuck Nicolas Cage. I love him, though. Fucking. So we got. What? Eddie,
Somewhere
what,
Over the Rainbow.
There it is. That's a good one. That's another good one.
It's too darn hot.
It's dark in here.
Highway to Hell. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah.
Fucking, what you been listening to?
System of a Down.
Oh, love them.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah. And then I actually wrote a song.
You guys are all listening
to
music back in my day, man.
System of a Down.
What? It's like I was 45.
That's like my high school days.
Yeah, but you're also old, so you can't.
Oh,
like
yeah,
it.
I guess. Yeah.
That's my thing where I can be like, damn, like he's old.
Yeah.
No, you're also old.
Yeah, that makes sense. Getting there.
Yeah. Like your knees hurting.
But
shit.
Then I was in the studio. So I was in the Todd Allen Music Studio Friday night.
You were?
Yeah, I wrote a song for Tiffany.
Was it Breakfast at Tiffany's?
No, it was just called Tiffany's Song.
That'd have been a great name for it. But no, it's a very good song. I liked it. I enjoyed it.
Did you? Oh, cool. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually a lick that I wrote 20 years ago and then just put lyrics to it recently.
You got to pull that shit out all the time. It was like that one time we were practicing down here and you were like, let me get a hold of that.
Yeah.
And you just started playing. We're all like, what the fuck? You can play guitar. And he's like, yeah, I wrote this like 15, 20 years ago. We're just like,
yeah.
What the fuck was that? That's awesome.
I know. That's what Justin said, too. He was like, your fingering is crazy. Like, you hit the bass note, the way you hit the bass note and everything. He's like, that's really, really good. And I was like, this is the first time I've really touched a guitar in years.
That's
my
awesome.
My fingers hurt so, like, they fucking hurt.
Well, the calluses.
Yeah, I don't have calluses. Yeah.
Kind of cooked.
But yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, good shit. So we got Brandon Dixon here today. Fuck yes. Tell us a little bit about yourself, man.
Dick's about to be out.
There
nope.
It is.
It already is.
Wait, we're
already
supposed to wait for
already hasn't put back away. That thought it was a different kind of party.
Oh, damn.
Hey, do you know that the whale has the second largest penis in the ocean?
Here he goes.
When I'm swimming?
I knew that was coming. Yeah. I was waiting for it.
Yeah, me too. When I'm swimming. Yeah.
I got one for you, Raj. I've been holding on to this one all week for you.
Oh, fuck yeah.
My mom sent me to the store the other day to pick up 6 Sprites. When I got home, I realized I picked 7 up.
Damn. No laugh? You couldn't even give it to him? He drove all the way here for no laugh.
Out of all the dumb shit you say, you can't fucking laugh at it.
Okay. Okay. I told that one like 37 years ago.
I wasn't even thought of 37 years ago. It was still sparkle in my dad's eye.
Yeah.
Then you missed it. Okay. I'll give it.
He was still the Sprite waiting at the fucking grocery store. He was the
Sprite. I was the one Sprite he left behind.
And your dad had 7-Up.
Exactly. Damn.
Something like that. Big old womp womp right there.
No, tell us a little bit about yourself, Brandon. Where are you from? What do you do?
I'm from Sanish. I'm a mechanic. I am John Aisel's brother-in-law.
Oh, yeah. I knew that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it sucks to be you.
It does. You struggle. You learn to live with it, though.
He's a good guy.
He's an amazing man.
Yeah. We realized the other day that he watched us grow up. By the time he got there, I was like 13.
Yep.
So he basically watched us grow up. And the first time he told me when I was growing a beard in high school, he goes, "I waited years for me to tell you this. Your face looked so fat with that beard."
Damn, damn, damn.
I was like, "Why didn't you tell me in school? What the hell?"
Dude, he's got a diamond-shaped fucking head. He takes pride in it. When he was in high school, he used to have like the beard that'd go long in the middle, like a pyramid. And then he had like a spiked head. So it was like, you know, looks like you could make him on the Wii.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I loved him. No, that's awesome. Okay. All right. Anything else? Any fun hobbies that you like to do?
Well, I work on cars a lot. That's 95% of my life.
That is.
That's awesome.
That is, actually.
You know, we like to drink. We like to party. We like to dance.
Yeah.
Best dancer on this side of the fucking world.
No. No.
Best dancer this side of the Mississippi.
See, I would have said that, but it's just false. He's better than them California fucks that only know how to dance the Fleetwood Mac, you know?
Right.
Nope. No. I seen him one day at this bar called Sippin' Whiskey. This motherfucker was getting down.
That was actually the first time me and Spencer had actually like hung out. We went out for the night before John and Kira got married. They go, "Let's go out to the bar." I goes, "Okay, guys, I'll have a beer," because I just turned 21. I said, "I'll tell you what, you guys, I'll get drunk as fuck. Go ahead." And I'm thinking, okay, Brandon, don't let John get so fucking fucked up that Kira's going to kill you, because I know whose fault it's going to be, and it's going to be mine. And I was not going to walk in the next day and have to carry John on my shoulder going, Kira, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry.
So
I believe this is yours.
Yeah. We go out to Wayland's. We have a beer. Well, we shoot
you
what
I had to do is say, you know, he tried to run, and I caught him, so here you go.
That doesn't fly with Kira. Especially on our big day. Kira struggled that week. We had a lot going on. So we go out to Wayland's. We have a couple beers at Wayland's. Well, they did. We shot some pool. Then the lady goes, "You can go up to Sippin' Whiskey." And we goes, "Really? That place is just open." So we gets out there. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning. And at this point, I don't know why, but the music came on and we just hit the dance floor. And me and Dennis were out there. Hayden was out there. Spencer was out there. And next thing I know, all these girls come out there and we're just like, man, this is fucking wild.
Brandon was pulling them up there, dude. It wasn't his fault. It was just his moves. And they were like, "Can I dance with you?" And he's like, "Fuck you, bitch." And it was just like, it was crazy.
He's not in the mood. Yeah.
But I was only in the mood to dance by himself, and he's killing it.
Yeah, I have fucked with that place heavily, but I don't go there anymore.
Happened?
Oh, no.
What happened?
It's just, I don't know. It's not the same anymore.
Oh, it's not the same with your boys there, man.
It's not. No, it's not. And then, you know, the girls are just, they're not there. And I'm not going to break out, you know, all the good dance moves if the chicks ain't there.
Right.
There's no point in that.
Right.
Well, one night I went out with Kira and John, and I don't know what song was on, but all I can say is my shirt was ripped in half by the time I left. I went and there was a nice shirt, nice button-down shirt, and I left, and it was completely tore in half.
Yeah.
Jesus.
By you?
Yeah, so it was
okay.
Yeah, we were dancing with some girl, and she started grinding on me, and the next thing I know, I ripped it open. Hulkamania that shit and didn't think it was going to happen, and then Kira looks at me and goes, "What the fuck did you just do, Brandon?" I was like, "Well, let me tell you something, brother."
When the music hits, it hits, man.
Yeah, that was something we had to leave because I didn't have another shirt on.
That's fucking awesome. They hit you with the no shoes, no shirt, no service type
shit. Oh, no, they ain't going to hit me there with nothing. I could walk in there shirtless and shoeless and still get in.
It is Sippin' Whiskey. That is true. It's a nice bar, though. It's pretty cool.
Where's it at?
Sterling.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's right in the main. They got really good food, though. Really good food.
Ooh, all right.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think they serve food. That's cool. It's like a fucking little alley thing, and then you like go back, and it's like this whole...
It's cool. It's kind of an odd layout, but it's pretty nice. They're doing pretty good with it.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, so, I mean, have to check to it
see
out it, next time.
Good to see it finally be done with, because it was empty for years.
Oh, really?
Yep. Yeah, so you know it's getting around, but you know.
We got to make our way back up there. That'd be fun.
Absolutely.
Fucking A. Oh, man. Yeah, but this guy can fucking dance. That's all that I picture right now.
Yeah, Kira's wedding, we tore that dance floor up.
Oh, fuck yeah, we did. Holy shit. That was fun.
That was a good time.
That was a very good time. Eddie, what about you? You do some dancing? Light dancing? Heavy dancing? What do you got?
Back in the day, when I was thinner, I did a lot more dancing. My favorite move is the one where you go all the way back and you touch your head without your hands and you come back up.
That's some like freak show shit, dude.
Yeah.
I can't even do that.
No? No? Oh, shit. That was back in the fighting days when I had a strong core.
Isn't that like what MSU does, like their band does? When they
yeah.
the drums come yeah, out. Yeah,
the drum majors, yeah.
Go back and touch their head. You did that? You hit that on the dance floor?
Yeah, so
like what? Thriller or
like
Lucky's
Lot? I don't know.
Acting like a zombie yeah. and shit like that?
That's we'd make the Cupid Shuffle and the Wobble like more fabulous.
Oh,
wobble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm not going to lie, when the Wobble hit, I just went to a wedding this past weekend. I was waiting for it, but they never fucking played the Wobble. I was really? Like, yeah, you motherfuckers wish. You wish.
Now the only time I dance is when I have to pee real bad.
That's it? Is that the dance move you're doing right now? Or are you just showing us?
Just, oh God.
Just that 1-2?
No, I was made sure to go before we started.
Ah, smart.
Yeah. I didn't want you to have to turn this bar around.
I'm glad you thought that was funny. I'm glad you
thought
that was
funny. Hey, if you laugh at your own jokes, at least somebody thinks they're funny.
That's true. That's
true.
Yeah.
That is true. Man.
Fucking silence. You dumb bitch.
Hey.
Was that me?
No, the silence.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Sorry. That's true.
He's yeah.
I didn't write it down the line. I'm sorry. What?
What do you call a French guy that got mauled by a bear?
I don't know.
Claude.
I like it.
Speaking of that.
Hold on. Damn.
So comes home Saturday night from a party, comes home, lays in bed, I fall asleep for about 10 minutes. You ever just wake up, and when you wake up in a wide open sit, and you sit.
I shit.
I was saying.
If I sit, I shit.
I'm telling you, dude, I am struggling to talk lately. I swear I'm having like a stroke 95% of the time.
No, you're good.
So I go to sit up, and I sit up, and I'm just wide awake. Like it's just launched up from a dead sleep. Sat there till 6 o'clock in the morning. I watched the first three Kickboxer movies, and Jean-Claude Van Damme was in the one. That's
oh, there you go. They were like, speaking of fucking Claude, yeah.
Yeah, good movies, though. Good movies.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Started the fourth one last night because I couldn't sleep again last night. But, you know, it's fine. It's fine.
That's all right.
That happened to me the other night. I sprung awake at 3:11 a.m.
3:11 exactly?
Yeah.
Not 3:12?
No.
Oh.
It was 3:11 because I checked it, and I thought Molly was scratching at the door, but she was under the bed, and nobody was at the door.
Did you go back asleep?
Under the bed.
Yeah, because I was like, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die rested. Like, if you're going to get me.
Yeah, that fucking freaked me out the other day. I thought someone was outside. Swept the house with my gun. Felt like a fucking asshole when I opened the door and no one was there.
Swept with your gun?
Yeah.
Normally use a broom.
No, wow, Jesus Christ. Know your terms. Know your terms. Know your terms.
I could just picture him in his underwear fucking FBI style around every corner and be like, freeze!
Roll out from the fucking fridge like, hey! There's my dumbass dog going, whoa.
Yeah, one shot fuck. Fired and the smoke clears and it's just waffle fucking like, shivering.
Fuck! Oh, that poor dog. She is, though. She's so stupid, man. Like, I'll be doing that shit and I'm like, hey. You know, hold out the fist, like, tell her to stop. She's just like going around. I'm like, fuck it. Like, you're the one. You're the bait.
So much for a guard dog.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Hear a gunshot, and here comes Waffle. What up, bitch?
More of a lure than a guard
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, right. No shit. No shit, really. And then she thinks she's going to stop somebody. It's like, come on. Like, your forearms look massive, but you're not doing shit with that little body. Yeah. Like, the shadow would look terrifying, and then she comes up. Like, just a big fuck. Yeah. And then walks up. Yeah. I can't stand it. I love her, though. Goddamn.
I like that sound effect. That's fun.
I was just thinking that. Yeah.
That's what she sounds like, dude. And she can't, like, it's a dog on a hardwood floor, you know? Yeah. So, like, she'll go to turn a corner
and just
knock.
As opposed to a cat on a hot tin roof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good one. Wow. There it is. I was waiting for your little chuckle. Damn. But, like, a dog, you know, when they start running, they just can't stop. So, just, like, every time, it's like.
Yeah, Molly does that shit on the hardwood.
Yeah, she just eats that shit, though. She'll, like, slam into a cupboard and just, like, try to kick up the motor again. Yeah. Robin takes one quick corner and Waffles. Yeah, brain damage. You know? It is what it is, though, you know?
What you got, Raj?
None.
Oh, I thought you were waiting to say something.
I'm always waiting to say something.
Well, then go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Well, fuck.
I'll tell you what happened to me last week. You know.
What happened to you last week?
So get this, right? So I'm at work, okay? So I got my Snap-on Impact going. Big air one. Right. So, you know, she's a big boy. Supposed to go on a date. This night, I'm supposed to go on a date. Not today, but last week. And it's 4:30 in the afternoon. I'm supposed to go home, shower, hurry up, leave, right? So I get some on my swivel. I got this thing at a 45-degree angle. I get my face in there. I pull the trigger. Socket comes flying off. Whacks him right in the head.
Damn.
Oh, shit. Cuts me between the eyes.
Oh, no.
I get a gigantic goose egg right over my right eye. I had to cancel the date.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
I was like,
cancel
no.
Because of that?
I had to. It was
What'd
so
you say?
Bad.
You should have went on.
So I sent a picture. I goes, look. I goes, you're never going to guess what happened. So I sent it to her, and she goes, oh, my God, are you okay? I goes, yeah, I'm fine. Probably some brain damage, but you know, it's fine. I'll be okay.
No.
And you know, so I, but it was a honker. I mean, it was literally about the size of my finger and it stuck out.
See, you could have kept the date. You could have, like, when she asked if it hurt, you could have been like, no, but dick does though. You know?
you still dating this girl?
No, we're going out Thursday, actually.
Oh, haven't made the decision yet.
Yeah, it took me a while to reschedule it, you know, work schedule.
I would have said, look what my wife did to me when I told her I was going on a date with you.
No, I can't do that to this one.
I love my wife.
I got this bump put up here because I'm always horny.
Yep. Doesn't work down here, but God damn it, I can get it up here.
Yeah.
No, that was the first time I was going to meet her, so I was like, yeah, no, not going to go with a goose egg on my face.
Yeah, I can't do that.
You know, I need all the points I can get. And
there you go.
Can't
shave
be taken
shave
away.
The beard. Shave the beard. No, I'm just kidding.
Doesn't make my face look fat anymore, according to John.
Oh, you passed that level.
I passed that level now, yeah.
Good. It's probably just the first time he's seen you.
It probably was.
You had a beard in high school?
Yep. Nice. Neck beard more.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm still rocking with that. I'm 26.
Hey, happens that way.
Yeah, it does.
Like a poor little naked mole rat.
Yeah, there it is.
You're familiar with like track and field events and stuff.
I am.
Like javelin throw and stuff.
Yep.
Well, what do you call a javelin thrower with Parkinson's?
I don't know.
Shakespeare.
I feel like you've said it. I feel like I've heard it.
I like it.
I'm using that tomorrow. I'm going to use that on my date.
Yeah, use it on your date. Yep.
I'm going to sit down and make look. Opening line, as soon as we sit down, pull out her chair, be nice and sweet, pull out her chair, sit down and make look. What do you call a javelin thrower with Parkinson's?
She'd love you forever.
Shakespeare.
Hi, I'm Brandon. Nice to meet you.
She'd be like,
no, that comes after.
Yeah.
That comes after.
That's right. That's what I meant. You say that line, and then she chuckles, and you're like, hi.
I'm Brandon.
Oh, and by the way, I forgot my wallet, so.
Yeah. That's always a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then order the most expensive thing on the menu.
Well, obviously, if I'm going out, I'm going for a steak, so.
Yeah, there you go. Show them how it's done.
I did. I told that to you and John, didn't I?
Yeah, I think so.
You know, I didn't have to edit this thing for a long time.
I'm sorry.
It used
I've been
to take
laughing
like 15 minutes.
I've been laughing about Man of Steel for fucking weeks. For fucking weeks. We were at CMU, and some dude walked by, and yes, this can be a part of the cutting too. But
well, if that's the case, then I got a piece to add. To this. Right.
But we were at CMU.
It'll go on the Patreon.
And a dude walked by or whatever, and John went, "It's the Man of Steel." I said, John.
So,
and he's like, or was that the Flash?
It's just more time for saving people.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
That was too good.
Yeah. We're all like trying to come up with something on that.
Yeah.
He doesn't even need an invisible cloak at that point.
Speaking of invisible stuff, you know, I drank some invisible ink last week, so. Donna took me to the hospital. Took forever to be seen.
Oh, my lordy.
That was like third grade shit, you know?
Oh, did you think of that in third grade?
I did.
You didn't. You didn't even have a brain in third grade.
I don't know if he still does.
All
third
right.
grade, he was beating up an inflatable Superman.
I was. I was beating the shit out of that. Was it that and
was
Hulk,
it,
dude.
Was it the Man of Steel?
Yeah. Fuck yeah, it was. Yep, till he fucking cracked my head open, dude. I got the shit whooped out of me by you know those inflatable things that like you hit and they go down and come back up.
Yep. Oh yeah, the Weeble Wobble thing.
Yeah. So me and my brother are playing tackle football upstairs, right? And I had the football, of course, because I could never tackle Ryan. So Ryan just fucking whooped my ass all the time. So I was running at him, and he picks up this thing, fucking in the corner. He picks it up and brings it in front of him. I jump. So I'm like, fuck you, Ryan. Like, I tried to shoulder him in the face. He puts this incredible, pushes me up. I fly. Here I am, you know, doing one of those. And I had these huge Lego blocks in the corner. And my head, like, hit it and slid down. It sliced my head all the way. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Everybody always asks me because I'm a bald man
now. Oh, so that's what happened.
That's why you wear a hat.
No. It's because I'm a bald man now. And
that's
people are like,
it's weird, dude.
Yeah. So... So I have like a slit from here all the way back.
Really?
It's a badass bald head. Hell yeah, scar,
chicks
you know?
Love scars.
Oh, I know they
you
do.
You got a top china.
Exactly. Are you done? Can I finish? No, anyway. But yeah, so everybody always asks me, like, what's that scar? So there you go. There's the fucking story. Everybody enjoy it.
Did you make up some awesome story for it? Like, yeah, I got in a fight with an eagle.
No, I told him it was a bear. One swipe to the claw, and then I fucking hit him with the roundhouse, and down he went.
Oh, yeah. Was it a black bear or a polar bear?
It was one of them.
A stuffed bear.
I believe that.
It was clawed.
You ever watch that, movie, Brother Bear? That was him.
It was a teddy bear.
Yeah. It was Ted.
It was Ted.
That motherfucker was speaking too much shit.
Okay, yeah. I don't know why, but you remember that scene? I think it was in the first Ted when Mark Wahlberg flies into that thing of sperm, and then Ted takes pictures.
Oh, yeah, and he's like,
Mondays.
Yeah. Dude, I love that movie so much. They did such a good job
they
with
did.
That.
They did. That was a great movie.
And then they made that. The show is good, too. It is.
Is it? I haven't seen it yet.
But I just wish
is Mark
Seth
Wahlberg
was
in
it. No.
Ah, shit. Yeah, it's going to be sucked then.
Yeah. Yeah. But Seth is still Ted, so it's good.
Absolutely. You
know? But it's like Mark is a young kid.
Oh, okay.
Or like a high schooler.
Okay.
So it's really good.
Oh, the show. Yeah. For some reason, I thought you were talking about Ted 2.
No, Ted 2 is really fucking funny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Or like, what's the strain
of
weed they
smoke? I got a
Ted 2
when I was 18.
Like, what?
What?
You got a Ted? Oh, a Ted 2? Like a tattoo?
Yeah.
Are we done with the fucking dad jokes? Can we just call this episode fucking dad joke failures?
All right.
Fucking hell.
I'm leaving.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
we can't compete with Raj. That's all.
No,
that's
yeah, we really can't. Every time I hear one, I'm like, God, it gets worse. That's why I don't even try. Not from you. Gets worse
gets
elsewhere.
Worse.
Talking about Brandon and Eddie here.
Yeah.
They're trying. They're trying.
I'm not on dad level status.
No, not yet. You got to pump one in.
Got a long time.
Yeah. Well, he's got to go on that date first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to lock your sockets on your swivels, boys.
That's what I'm saying. Yep.
That's what she said.
Yep. Mending it makes a chug, baby.
Yep.
Bend her over.
Had a headache for 48 hours after that, but it's fine. I lived through it.
That's crazy.
It was wild.
Missed a date because you couldn't even fucking do your job. Brandon, what the fuck?
And it was literally 4:30. I had a half hour left to go.
Oh, Jesus. You got too excited about the date.
I did.
Then what'd you do on that night when
you just
went
home? Yeah, you just got to keep the power tools away from him.
Yeah, I know.
Can't happen at the beginning of the day.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You get the whole day off. You get
exactly,
it right at
the
fucking end. Yeah.
I go in the office and my boss goes, what happened to your face? I goes, well, thanks. Hi to you, too.
Yeah, no shit. Oh, my God.
And, so I told her, and then literally the week after that, I opened up the hatch of a vehicle, and the hatch dropped right on top of my head and both dropped to the floor.
Yep. Holy fuck. Bad day.
Yeah. This was the next week.
Oh, Jesus.
And then today I almost walked into an exhaust pipe.
Sounds like you need a hard hat.
Yeah. What are you going to do tomorrow? You're just not going to go to work?
I thought about it, but I can't. We're down to one mechanic this week, and it's me, so I don't really have an option.
All right.
But it's fine. You know, you lift. You,
all the other ones die or something?
Yeah. Yep.
Mishaps?
Precisely. Yep.
Well, yeah. I was working on this car, and the fucker went in gear and rolled over him. He died.
I tell you what, though. Speaking of that, brought a car in one time. I had brakes in the parking lot when I brought it in. Brought it inside, lost brakes, drove right into my toolbox.
No
shit.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, I said, Jesus, take the wheel, and he didn't. So.
Jeez. Well, he did. He was telling you not to do that job anymore.
So here I am, still doing it.
Yep. Oh, Brandon's a good fucking mechanic, goddammit.
Oh, I try my best.
He is. Fucking, he's going to do something with a car after this episode.
Yep. Going to talk to my buddy. We're building a race car.
Ooh. That'll be fun.
Yep, hopefully. Just got to figure out which one of us is going to drive. Probably rock, paper, scissors for it. You know, do the right thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't matter who's faster as long as you win rock, paper.
Oh, that was gross.
I'm impressed.
Wipe that shit off. God damn it.
Hey.
It's been a while.
Do you know the difference between toilet paper and a curtain?
Nope.
So it was you.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that one. That was a good one. That made me laugh. That was fucking funny. Well, so it was you.
I can taste it. It's spicy.
Ew, what the fuck?
That's what you get for cooking a real dinner.
Yeah, right. Yep.
Yeah, no shit.
Taste his own fart.
What is that? What is that? Onion? Mustard? All right, now the tuxedos seem a little fucking weird. Step brothers? Somebody? Anybody?
I'm trying to fucking speak through the mic through my sweatshirt.
You're going to rub your balls in Spencer's drum set?
Yeah. Yep. Did you touch my fucking drum set? Did you touch my drum set?
He did that one day. I was going to practice. And Eddie sent me that. He was like, I just got done playing your drum set. And I sent him that Step Brothers beat. I was like, if you lay one fucking finger on my drum set, I swear to God. And he's like, I'm going to put my balls in your drum set.
He came in and did the finger thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, Eddie! That was funny. That was a good time,
though. Why are y'all sweaty? I'm watching Cops.
I love that shit. Dude, Step Brothers is so good.
It's such a good movie.
God damn it. You're going to go home. Right, I'm going to go home and watch
Spreckensy
that shit.
Dick.
Yeah. It's amazing that movies had the ability to be that funny, but can't do that now anymore.
No, you offend everybody.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. So they're like, no, we're just going to make this the most boring flick possible.
Yeah, exactly. Don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Mm-hmm. So they just, what's going on with your basement light?
Yeah, I was kind of wondering that too.
Speaking of flick.
Didn't start the lighting farted.
That's so right.
Extra gas up there.
Yeah, that's a rank one.
It's mixing weird with the mercury.
Ugh. Mercury, you're going to make me throw up if you do that again, I swear to God.
That one's pretty bad.
That is nasty. But I'm ready to wash it down, so can we get to this beer of the week?
Beer of the week!
Nice.
Beer.
I'd have a beer. Give me a
beer, yeah. Beer of the week.
Oh my God, he says.
I don't know about it.
Smells like peaches and cinnamon.
Yeah, well, it's... Now get after it, Eddie.
Name my ex-girlfriend Peaches and Cinnamon.
Oh, yeah. Both of them, huh?
Yeah, a little Jesus. Bit.
You dated those twins, too?
Ah, there it is, yeah. I knew it was coming. I was going to say it, but I don't want... Never mind.
All right. Beer of the week.
You don't want to lie.
Yeah. Damn.
Beer of the week. Nitro Peaches and Cream from Urban Artifact Microbrewery in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yes, it is.
It is a 7.1% ABV,
fuck
10
right it is.
IBU.
Ooh.
So it'll be a little lighter.
No, it's going to be really sour is what it's going to be.
Oh, if it's sour, I'm going to spit it.
Oh, have a spit.
All right. Give
it cheers. Hey, boys.
So she said.
Cheers.
Nope. I like it. Piss warm.
It is piss warm.
I can't do it.
It was on the shelf. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, God. Ugh.
Try it. If I had, Raj, come on.
If I had to imagine what piss tasted like.
Then you'd be drinking a Coors Light.
No, Coors Light,
oh
that's
my God.
Good. Drinking a Budweiser if I had to imagine what piss tasted like.
That's fair, too.
I'm not going to try. I smelled it, and it,
you know, it smelled,
I gagged.
It, the smell's better than it tastes.
That's not even true.
If it was,
not
bad. If it was cold, like, I think it'd be better.
It's, yeah, like a, that's
really
true.
It's like a really stale mimosa.
Yep.
I give it a 4.
The fuck?
Yep.
Is this 0 out of 10?
Nope.
0 out of 5.
Yep. 0 out of 5?
You can do
one.
Quarters, though.
I give
you
it
can
a
do
one.
Quarters. You can do, yeah, like 1, 2, okay. 5.
I give it a 1.
I give it a 0.5.
Damn.
And that's because it's warm.
See, that's the thing. You can't be biased.
Is
if it was cold,
sour,
where were you going with it?
I don't know. I'd have to taste it, honestly.
Well, what the fuck?
Because it's so warm and sour.
Is there no imagination up there, Brent?
No.
Is that what you're telling
no.
me?
No.
God
it's
damn
it. So tart.
I have 3 brain cells left.
It's so very tart.
I'm taking so many hits to the head.
Yeah, no shit. One lug nut, you're fucked.
Yep. No, thank you.
Go ahead and say it, dude. Go ahead and fucking say it. Go ahead and say it. Because I know where the fuck are you going with it.
Nope. Does this feel familiar?
I wash it down with good beer.
Yeah, I can't. I was so young. I was so young when you did that to me, and I still fucking remember it to where I cannot wait to have a kid. I cannot wait to have a kid.
I don't think Eddie knows what the hell you're talking about.
You know,
oh, I just got it when you said kid. Because I missed the first part.
Yeah, me and Eddie were washing down that with good beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude,
let me tell you this story.
Well,
let me tell
Miller
you this
Bush.
Story, Brandon. Let me
tell you the Miller Bush.
Let me tell you this fucking story.
All right, tell me the fucking story.
So, I was a kid.
You were a kid?
Yep. I was a young
what
kid.
What age?
Oh, jeez. 6, 7, 8. One of those two.
Wait,
get
what?
It?
What?
6, 7, 8. One of those two?
Yeah, exactly. That's the fucking funny part. All right.
Oh, was it? Oh,
what school did you go to? Dovastio?
Garber, actually.
Garber.
Yep. Yeah. Garber. Makes sense. But anyway.
Garber baby school.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
But anyway, sitting at a picnic table. All the adults are trash. Loved it, right? I had a safe way home, but I was just seeing my parents for a little bit. They were out of, you know, beer tent, whatever we were doing. And something happened. God, you remember?
No.
You were that drunk, huh?
I don't remember.
We were fucking in front of...
There's very few beer tents I remember.
Yeah, exactly. We were in front of a fucking... Just a bunch of people. And
God, who brought
were
their
talking,
kid here?
Yeah. Yeah. And
I think that's what I said.
Sorry, I'll be...
It was like something like... like I got hit in the head or whatever, like,
yeah,
bam or whatever, and I was like, ah, fuck, you know, that doesn't feel good, whatever, blah 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 blah, something like that, and it somehow leaded to Raj going, well, does this feel familiar? And he fucking hit my head like that multiple times, and I'm like, what? Everybody at the fucking table starts bursting out laughing. I start crying because I was scared. Like, I was like, I don't know why he's laughing, you know, shit like that. It was terrible. It was funny. It was funny. I guess it wasn't funny for any fucking league. Cut that. Fuck it. Just get rid of it.
Huh? No.
Well, it didn't make you laugh.
Ha ha.
No.
I don't think they get it.
Oh, I don't think I they do,
it.
Too.
I get it.
It's supposed to mean his fucking penis hitting my head when I was in the womb.
Yeah.
That's what it's supposed to mean. That was, but yeah, right in front of me.
I've never had that experience, so that's why I'm not laughing.
Probably not.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, yeah. You should have went up to fucking Colin and was,
sorry for your dad.
Does this feel familiar? Whiff, 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 whiff. I'm kidding. I'm just joking.
Beer trivia!
I'm sorry.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The Basement Bar Beers and Babble bring to you Beer Trivia!
All right, beer trivia. What flavor does
orange.
The chemical diacetyl produce?
Barley pop.
What chemical?
Wheat water.
So what flavor
oh.
What flavor does the chemical diacetyl produce?
Shit.
How is this beer trivia?
Shit.
Because flavor. A lot Poop. Of beers are flavored.
Oh, wheat.
It's gotta Hoppy. Be wheat. It's got to be wheat. Because beer is wheat water.
No, that's not a flavor.
Caramel.
Close.
Syrup.
Chocolate? Butter.
What?
Buttery.
I was going to get there.
Flavor.
What the fuck is caramel close to butter?
Because it was sweeter. I don't know.
It
buttery. Wasn't.
It was closer than wheat
like
and fucking
the,
poop.
You so. Know, in butter beer or the butter on your popcorn is basically butter just beer. Diacetyl.
I knew that. Well, you just had to let
wrestlers
me get there.
Called
the,
butter beer.
One of the main ingredients in a lot of your electronic cigarettes is diacetyl. But it's a problem because that's where you get popcorn lung from.
Ah, yeah.
So you got to make sure you get
you don't
get stuff
diacetyl.
Without diacetyl.
Yeah, no diacetyls.
All right, let me PSA. Check this. Yeah.
Is there any diacetyl in a Miller Lite?
I'm not entirely sure how to spell diacetyl. It says dextrose.
Starts with a D and ends with etyl. Figure it out.
Dextrose. Nope. Pretty sure anything with os is sugar. Glucose, fructose, sucralose, dextrose.
Pretty feel much. Like,
yeah.
Was that? Oh, okay. I was like, I didn't know if that was a guess.
No, I don't
no.
see it on there. So
sugarose,
we're good.
Sugarose, sucralose,
Cheerios,
yeah. Cheerios,
Cheerios.
Yep,
that's true.
Pip pip Cheerios.
Love it. God, I love Oliver. That's a good musical. People don't agree with me. I just went and saw Book of Mormon recently again.
Again, yep. I still haven't seen it
the
once.
Second time,
this
baby.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I was reading the book. Huh? Well, it's the third part of the Bible. If you didn't know,
never seen.
Jesus was actually in New York.
Yeah.
Was he?
Yep.
Yeah, the American Jews up in Rochester.
Yep.
Upstate New York.
Yeah, so.
Never seen
become
it.
A Mormon. You can believe something that happened in New York and live in Salt Lake City, Utah. Because that's where
Salt
all Utah.
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
And the Garden of Eden was in Jackson, Mississippi,
yep.
or Missouri.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Mormons are fucking wild, dude.
Smoking.
No, it's just the Mormons, man. That's what they're smoking. I don't believe it.
I rewatched.
I just like making fun of it, kind of like Trey Parker.
Yeah, I know. We just rewatched 6 Days to South Park, where they how they make South Park in six days, and then they came out with a new documentary about Casa Bonita, and how Trey and Matt Stone bought Casa Bonita and plugged over $30 million in it to get it back up, fucking
oh my
running.
God, that's awesome.
Yeah, now you can't get into the fucker unless you're like a year advance reservation.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks amazing. They did an incredible amount of work in there.
They did that?
Nice. I've been there quite a few times, but yeah, this last two trips to Colorado, I couldn't get in.
Ever been to Graceland?
Damn.
No, but I've always wanted to go.
Where?
Graceland.
No, I heard somebody died there.
Yeah, on the shitter, precisely.
Yeah, that sucks.
It does. Kira went there. She said it was really cool. I'd like to go.
Really?
Yep.
That's how Craig, my buddy Craig, says I'm going to go out. He's like, you're going to die like Elvis. I got $20 on it.
Who's he fucking betting with? That's what you need to figure out.
He's betting with Eddie.
Yeah.
He's betting with Eddie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Eddie's going to be in the shitter. He's going to walk up, take $20 out of his pocket. I won, bitch.
He'd be like, damn.
I win.
That's why every time Eddie needs to take a shit, he goes to the ATM first.
I agree.
He's like, I ought to get the 20.
I need Adam.
Make sure you got a 20 in your pocket.
Yeah.
Not me. I'm gonna die working on a car. That's my fate. I've accepted it.
Yeah, probably. You're already halfway there. Fuck.
It's gonna fall off the
fucking body. Feels
jam.
Like it. My body feels like it.
Oh, don't wish him bad luck. Christ, he's gotta go to work tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't use Harbor Freight jack stands, Eddie. Come on now.
damn. Jesus.
Oh, he caught me.
You don't like Harbor Freight? What's the beef?
No, I love Harbor Freight. But there was a meme out for a while. Their jack stands were given out. I actually have a set.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we have a set. Yep. But no, they fixed it all and it's good to go. Never happened to me.
Nope. Well, good. I see that.
Yeah. I still have all my hairs.
Yep.
Just got most of them cut.
There you go.
Yeah. A
couple of
looking snazzy. Well, getting ready for that date.
Yeah, I was just about to say, what are you doing the fucking soccer line for? Where is it?
What soccer line?
Oh, I thought
on this side?
Oh, yeah. What happened there?
That's my scar from that firework accident.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Holy shit.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. You should tell that story, but also beware. It was very recent, kind of.
We'll give we'll give a PSA to the kids. Do not touch fireworks.
Yeah, don't fuck with that shit.
Let the professionals touch it.
Yep, that's true.
No, I was the summer of my graduation year, actually. Summer of 2020. June.
Jesus.
June, to be precise. Yeah, this was COVID year. Yeah, I got kicked in the knackers pretty hard that year. And I was 17, and I had a couple cold pops, cold beverages, and we decided to light a firework. And the minute we lit it, it exploded instantly. There was no runaway time. There was nothing. The minute that lighter
hit that thing. Do not pass go. Do not collect
$200. Oh, I passed go all right, about 5 feet through the air.
Holy shit.
I got some air time, yep. And me and another guy, he held the flashlight. I held the lighter. I went flying. He caught on fire.
Oh, my God.
He had long hair down to his back. Well, he did. Not anymore. So then after that, I got rushed to the hospital. My glasses exploded. It gashed my left cheek open. I was pouring blood. This was about at midnight, so my friends had to call my mother at midnight and tell her that they were taking me to the hospital. So my mom was having a heart attack.
Holy cow.
Yeah, we couldn't stop the bleeding, so I got taken to the hospital. They bandaged me up, and I was so out of it. I had so much adrenaline going through my body, I did not feel a thing.
Well, that's good.
Which is a good thing, yeah. You didn't want to feel that shit.
Well, that, and I shattered half the nerves on the left side of my face.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's always fun. And so I got rushed to the hospital, went to St. Mary's in Standish. They bandaged me up, got me to Hurley and Flint to the trauma center by ambulance with the lights on. Then I get there, and I want to know. And I was like, you know, I was like, I wanted to know what was going on. Like, you know, my buddy was over in the other room. I knew he'd caught on fire, and I was like, hey, you know, how's he doing? She goes, I can't tell you. I goes, listen, you're going to tell me how he's doing, or I'm going to walk the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Honestly, I couldn't have stood up if I tried, but damn it, I was going to try.
Yeah.
I was going to show this lady who's boss. And she goes, well, listen. Pats me on the shoulder. She goes, I can't tell you much, but I can tell you this. She goes, he's going to Hurley with his mother in her car. I goes, oh, that's good for him. She goes, but you're going by ambulance because your face is fucked.
Damn.
Oh,
I was like, thanks, lady. You know, really, really reassure me on that one. And so we went there, got there, and, you know, sent me home 2 weeks, took ibuprofen, all that good stuff. So the entire summer, and actually right before that, me and my buddy, when we got kicked out of school, we went on this thing. We were determined we were going to have summer bods for summer. So I ate so clean. I ate one carb a day for 3 months straight. I had a full six pack.
Crazy.
And I lost it all because I had to sit on the couch and eat soft food for a month and a half.
Oh, Jesus, man.
Yep.
So you hate it.
I was pissed.
One carb? How did you do that?
Like one piece of bread all day. But I mean, you eat other food like proteins and stuff.
Just a slice of bread all day.
Just a slice of bread all day.
Yeah.
He's on the prison diet.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Buttered toast and water.
Damn, that was
a doozy there. I'll tell you what.
And it ain't butter.
You go through it, yeah. Wasn't butter.
Dye settle.
Yeah, I was about to say it. Dye settle, yeah. I just didn't know how to say the fucking word.
I forgot what it was. I was going to say dextrose, and I was like, I know that's not it.
Samsonite. I was way off.
You know? How many times have you said
chloroform,
that?
Chloroform, I think that's it.
Just a piece of bread with a side of chloroform, and I was six-pack ready.
I know. That's like when two of my buddies put 2 pounds of gunpowder in the campfire and threw the match at it, and the sky lit up the sun rose, and two little fireballs go running across the yard.
Oh, my.
I tell you what, they flew them to Hurley.
I am a firm believer, though, that every guy goes through it. You find this point in life where you're no longer invincible.
Yeah.
Whether or not it's the hard way or the easy way, we all learn that we are not invincible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that is a fact.
Yeah, we were camping just last year up in the UP in the winter, and one of the buddies we had up there decided to throw an alcoholic monster in the fire.
That's where they belong, because those things are ass.
Yeah, that's funny. And fucking, they're disgusting, so I agree. That's just a puke fest waiting to happen.
Hold on. Don't throw it in the fire.
Hold on. No, he threw it in the fire with the fucking metal ring, right? And I was getting changed outside in the fucking middle of winter, and I just heard boom, and I turned around, and the fucking fire ring, or the metal ring at a fucking State Forest campground that's 2 feet underground is in the fucking middle of the sky coming down. And I was like,
from an alcoholic monster?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Like it was a can, tall can, not cracked. The fire was boofing all day. You just threw it in there and poof, and up that thing goes and floats down. I'm like, oh, let's do it again.
I need to try
to do it again.
That was cool.
That was sweet.
Speaking of that, have you guys tried the Hard Mountain Dews yet?
I have. They're good. They're good. Yeah, we did one for a beer, man.
Well, I was scared to try it. I'm like, I feel like I'm going to hate it like I did the Monsters.
No, that's actually really good.
It's so good.
It just got up to Michigan. Yeah, where did they sell it before? Where was Randy picking them up at?
North Dakota.
Oh, Dakota? Oh.
Yeah, so they had him out for a while. He brought him up. He's like, and he went to Dad, and he goes, dude, you got to try that. That's his brother. I think you met him.
I might have.
Yeah, but, my brother Randy. He was at the festival.
Yeah. Okay. So
he's a huge Mountain Dew drinker.
Yeah.
So he loves that shit.
He loved those.
They're fucking good.
Oh, they're so good.
Yeah, he saved it for us three, and we all cracked one day, and we're like, fuck.
I was going to pick one up, and I'm like, I can't. This is Basement Bar Beers and Babble. I got to have a beer.
Well, I mean, you could have.
Oh, yeah, I said, we did it for Beer of the Week 1 week.
No, that's fine.
Oh, did we? Yeah, we did.
That's fine. I stick to the name.
Stick to the name. He does need to listen to it. I mean, he is our one fan. No, I'm just kidding.
Half a fan.
Yeah. There it is. Yeah. Well, you were when you blew your face up, but now you're full.
Yeah. Jesus. Actually, on the left side, because the left side is just a steel plate.
There it is. Yeah.
I ended up having surgery. They had to put a plate in my left eye, so I have no bottom to my eye socket. My temple screwed together. Basically, the left side of my face is like half metal around the eye.
So when you get in a fight, you lean in with that side?
Yep, precisely. Yep. I've got a strategy when it comes to bar fights. hit me there, and then you're done for. You ain't going to get much out
yeah,
of that.
Yeah. After that, I don't even need to throw a punch.
After that, I'm going to kick your ass.
Yeah.
You get one swing right there, and that's about it.
See, I didn't even know that, because it doesn't look... looks great.
If I lift my glasses up, you can see it.
Yeah, but still, it still looks really good, right?
Yeah.
They did a good job.
They did a very good job. I'm so happy with who did it. I couldn't ask for any better. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm very fortunate to have both my eyes.
Very fortunate to be going on a date tomorrow. I mean, look at you.
Yeah, something like that. As long as I keep the sockets on the swivel, but that's fine.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
stay away from magnets and shit.
No, so actually, speaking of that,
why'd your face stuck to the fridge?
It's titanium, so it's fine. So when I got it done, the lady goes, "You can't have a CAT scan. I think it is, or an MRI. Can't have an MRI. It'll pull it right out of my face." So I dated this girl for almost 2 years, and my mom told her it was summer. We're going camping. She goes, "For the love of God," she goes, "this kid does something stupid, and he's got to go to the hospital. He cannot have an MRI." Because I could never remember what it was called. I always got it confused with the CT scan or whatever. So ever since then, my mom tells any girl I've brought home or anything to be like, "Hey, he cannot have an MRI because he's retarded. So he's gonna forget. He's gonna do something stupid." You know. But so after I got surgery,
God bless your mom.
You're in a haze and you wake up and you're just hearing jung 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 jung, and then just my face.
Oh man.
And so
how does that work with flying? Do you have to like have a special card or something to be like,
"It's titanium.
Don't make me go through the thing"?
Titanium. So it's not, they say it's not big enough to be magnetic, but I've never had to go through that, so I guess we'll see. If not, they're just gonna have to cut my face up and find out. So.
They're like, "You're hiding a bomb in your face." You're like, "Yep.
Yep. Yeah. Fuck around and find out, right?"
Yeah.
But so that summer I spent 3 weeks not sneezing. I'd wake up from a dead sleep and you couldn't sneeze. You sneezed, my left eye was coming out of my head.
So
You were
in the danger zone.
Oh,
dude.
Absolutely. You would wake up and you'd have to literally take your hands and plug your nose. But I mean, your only options are if I sneeze, eye comes out of your head, or you don't sneeze. So you're gambling with gambling. So damn. I went and had surgery. I got, you know, all that stuff fixed, and my little sister was home. My parents had left, and I was home eating something, and all of a sudden I sneezed, and she goes, "Oh my God. Oh my God." And she turned around and she goes, "Oh my God, is there an eye on the table?" And I'm like, "Oh, this is going to be so good." So I cover my left eye and I go, "Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. You need to get a hold of somebody, Katana. My eye is on the table and I don't know where it is. I can't find it." She turns around and she's like freaking out. She's going, "Oh my God." And she's screaming at the top of her lungs. And then I turn around and I walk up to her. I goes, "I'm just kidding." And she smacks me. She goes, "You bastard."
It smacks you and your left eye pops out.
I'm thinking there's no way I'm gonna pass up this opportunity.
It flew out.
It's all your fault.
I think it's on the ground. Yeah. All I can see is your ankle.
I mean, you really need to clip your toenails, dude. Oh yeah, that was funny. A wild time.
You're kind of an ass for fucking with your sister like that.
You know what to say. You go through what you grow through. So
yeah, there you go. That is very true.
One of those things.
Well,
you live and you learn. Yeah. Then some of us just never learn.
Yeah. I still have to learn a little bit. I'm not going to lie. There's a few things.
Part of being a man.
Me. Yep. That's true. Or if you just don't learn, you're just a fucking man. Yeah.
You're not fine. A man at that point.
No, yeah. Oh, that's not true.
You got a lot to learn.
Oh, man. Hold on. Well, I got to get this man a fucking beer, huh?
Is it about that time?
It might be.
Ba-dang, dang, dang, da-dang.
Last call for alcohol. This is the last call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, and order again.
This is the last call for alcohol.
Can I spit on that thing? Going. That was crisp.
Are we recording already? Fuck.
Last call for alcohol.
Well.
Okay. Well, back in the day.
Oh, hell yes. A nice Rod story to start out. Let's go.
Oh, since you brought up CMU earlier and shit like that. There's a group of us guys used to do what we called the pickle eating contest at a bar in Mount Pleasant.
Is that what you called it back then?
The pickle eating contest?
You can say it again.
What? The pickle eating contest.
Are these real pickles, or am I missing something?
It's a euphemism.
Well, there's a bar in Mount Pleasant called the Blackstone, and
does Man of Steel go there?
I think he was there a few times, but so like on Fridays and Saturday nights, like at 1 o'clock, it would be their time for Bloody Marys. That was their special. So all those guys line up at the bar. It was like a curved bar and stuff. So we'd sit there, we'd have our napkins with numbers on them and sayings on them and stuff, and we would judge the girls on how they sucked on the pickle of their Bloody Mary.
Oh, hell yes. Where am I doing this at?
It was called the Pickle Eating Contest. We did it for years. I even crafted a trophy with that a Bloody Mary with a pickle in it. It was pretty cool. And, you know, the girls would come up there. A lot of them didn't know what the hell was going on, and they'd, you know, stir, and they'd grab the pickle and suck on it. We'd hold up, you know, like numbers like, oh, that was an 8, or, you know, no girth, shit like that, you know.
That's a 10. Here's my number. Yeah.
So, yeah, it was an annual thing for the, and it was usually the weekend of the CMU Western game.
Yeah, okay.
So.
Like the Sunday after?
No, the Friday night before.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, gotta do it on Friday.
Yeah, that's true. And the Saturday night after.
Yep.
But
double header.
So one time we're there, and we're sitting at the bar, and I mean visually people can't see this, but the bar it went all the way down the bar or down the, you know, down the building, and then curved around and came, you know, up to the coolers. So it was like a little bit of a circle at the one end.
Yeah,
and there was, you know, so that's where we sat, was right there, right at the curve.
Yeah,
so we could see them all.
Yeah,
and. My brothers and I, and some of my brother's brother-in-laws, and I mean, there was usually about 8 to 10 of us.
Gotcha.
Judging these girls. And we're sitting there, we're all, you know, at the time my brother worked for Coors, my oldest brother, so we're all drinking Coors Light, except my middle brother, who says, I can't drink Coors Light, I'll get sick. So he's drinking Bud Light. So he's the only one drinking Bud Light out of all of us. And I'll get to why.
Still does.
Yeah, he still does. Bud Light or Bush Light. So he's in the middle of my oldest brother and I, and we're all getting fucking shit-faced. And all of a sudden, Randy's head hits the fucking bar.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so he's like...
You good?
Passing out. You know, he's like,
reset.
He's like drunk. So my oldest brother reaches over, covers his mouth. I reach over and plug his nose so he can't breathe. And all of a sudden, he'd fucking sit up like nothing happened, like... Looking around, take a drink of beer and all that shit. Yeah. So this is going on.
Played
for,
it off.
Yeah, this is going on for like 15 minutes.
That
man.
Shit happens when you just like, ah,
yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, you take a drink and then boom, his head hits. Mm-hmm. We do the same shit. Finally, the one time he looks at both of us, he goes, you guys keep doing that, I'm going to get sick. And we're like, you can't get sick. You know, you only get sick if you drink Coors Light. You're the only one drinking Bud Light.
That shit's like 95% yeah. water.
So boom, it goes down and goes down again. We do it again and he comes up and he just had this look on his face like, okay. I'm projectile vomiting now. And we all see it. So, I mean, you look down the bar, you got two or three of the guys jump over the bar.
Oh, shit.
And into the back bar. Other ones are running. I've got one guy to my right. He backs up into the corner booth. I have nowhere to go. And my brother's on my left. And all of a sudden, his hand goes over his mouth.
Oh, the spritzer. No.
And you know, like, yeah.
The fucking spoon effect.
No, it's like those sprinklers. I go,
Sammy the sprinkler?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it comes around. And it's like, oh, and I got nowhere to go. God. And it's
just
all over my fucking back.
Oh, and I'm just like, God. At least there's your back, though, not your face. Yeah.
But you got That's caught. Gross. You're like running from the gunfire. You're like,
well, I had nowhere to go. He's on my left. The guy here, you know, he fucking bolted in over into the corner booth.
Oh, my God.
So his bar stool's right there. I had nowhere to go. I couldn't, you know, I had a little bit of weight on me. I couldn't jump over the bar, you know.
I would have tried.
And I'm just like, Well, I got up enough where, yeah, it didn't get me in the head or anything, but all over my back. I'm like, son of a bitch.
Call him Sammy the Sprinkler after that?
Oh, we call him everything. Everything under the sun after that. But, man, it was terrible that side.
At least it's not. At least it wasn't your face, though.
No, it wasn't my face, and it was just on my back. So, yeah, needless to say, that shirt ended up in the corner of the bar. I just took the shirt off through a fucking corner.
Yeah, I bet. I would have done the same thing.
But
absolutely.
But we still took the winner to breakfast. So the winner of the pickle eating contest.
Nice.
That was her prize. She got her picture taken with the trophy, and we took her to breakfast.
Nice. Beautiful.
But so, and they walked in. They're like, you can't come in here without a shirt. So I had to go out, grab a coat out of my dad's car. So I come in with a coat.
Like, do you have an idea what I've been through tonight?
Right.
damn.
Just going around, you guys want to buy some watches?
Yeah. But that was a pickle eating contest, annual pickle eating contest. So,
that's hype.
That is genius.
That is fun.
Hell that's absolutely genius.
Central Michigan, Western Michigan weekend.
I really want to compete.
You want to compete or you want to judge?
I want to judge. Oh, okay. Yeah. I want to judge. I want to judge. I want to judge. I want to judge.
But yeah, those.
I want to judge. You know,
Freudian slip.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Shut the fuck up.
All kinds of different. I mean, there were some writings on these signs that I can't. Yeah, it's beyond Patreon even. But we had numbers and signs and all that shit, judging every one of them, and awesome. Yeah, a lot of them got into it. So
that's the first thing you eat in a Bloody Mary, I hear.
And some of them were like,
I like Bloody Marys, but
competing on this. They're like, oh my God, she got higher scores, you know. So they go and get another Bloody Mary, and they're just going to town. And, you know, I mean, there was one girl. I mean, and these pickles were fucking huge that they had at the Black.
That's
what
she said.
Fucking huge. And this girl, the one that won the one year, she took that fucking pickle, which, you know, stood probably 6 inches out of the glass.
Nice.
She took that fucking pickle, put her head back, put that whole fucking pickle in her mouth, closed her mouth, then opened her mouth and pulled that whole fucking thing back out.
Jesus.
We're like,
as it came out, I went, I'm Rick.
She wins.
Yeah.
It's all over. She's we got our winner.
Yeah, holy fuck.
Oh my God.
Should have been getting a little more for breakfast, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah. I'm sure she was.
And then, the one year, it was actually that year I was in there with that coat on, and Jesus walked into the fucking restaurant. Okay.
Did he win?
Looked just like Jesus, had the white
must have won the
robe on
contest.
And shit. Yeah, I was just like, holy fuck. Yeah. I think we all died. Thought we all died.
Got done from a toga contest. Yeah.
And Q, another one bites the dust.
Yeah.
He won the toga contest at the church.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
At the church. If a church ever fucking offers a toga contest, you ain't seeing me there. Actually, you might.
I can see it.
They'll be like, is that Jesus or that fucking Hercules? Look at how fat that fucker is.
You know how you would win it.
Huh?
You just nail yourself to a fucking cross.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Here he goes again. I told him three bad Jesus jokes one time, and he looked at me disgraceful, and then he says that.
We're going to
let that
You know why the blonde went to church, right?
Why?
She heard there was a guy hung there like this.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
I can't. I can't even.
Yep.
Well, Spencer, what's your last call?
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's not the blonde that goes to church that fucking says that. It's, you know, what me and Jesus have in common. We're both hung like this. Yeah.
Well, his hands were out straight, not the thumb and finger.
Oh, you're my woman. I'll fucking kill you. Oh, three kids. What's that about?
Well, I'm up next. All right. So we went out to a bar in West Branch. Went out to a bar in West Branch, me and some buddies. And we're all single. So we get there and there's a bachelorette party going on. And the minute we walk in, we go, oh, hell yes. These girls were all hot. So I go, okay. Two other girls walked in. We're like, okay, whatever. I mean, they were nice. We knew them, and I didn't know them. And the one was a blonde one.
We knew
them.
Not yet.
I didn't know them. They
were like, all right. Nope.
I was
there
like,
goes okay. The half shirt.
Nope. I was like, okay. Nope. I was fully clothed this night. Stayed fully clothed.
Wow. Surprise.
Yeah, there you go.
I know. They played pony and shit got real. Well, it was like fucking Magic Mike in that bitch. And I love you, Mom.
Yes, it's late. It's night. And I feel all right.
All I'm saying is, if mechanics ever fail, I'm buying backup plans a stripper.
There it is.
I could do it.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we get there and
he got the uniform. You just
I know it. That's what I'm saying. You know,
mechanic got comes that in like a grease
dad bod going
next
on.
Next Johnny Sims.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
He could be anything.
Yeah. And so we get there.
Grease monkey.
I'm sorry. Let him speak. God damn it. I want to hear it.
We get there and I'm out there dancing and stuff. And there's this really, really pretty girl up there next to me. And so we're talking and stuff. We're dancing. Things are going good. And then all of a sudden, she just kind of backs away and kind of like leaves me alone. I goes, ah, shit, she's taken. Because that's just the way it is, you know. They all want to piece you, and then as soon as you know shit starts to get real, they back the fuck off.
Right.
She probably got a hard on.
Hers might have been bigger than mine, honestly.
This day and age, fuck, you never know.
Fucking A. Let me tell you something, brother.
Please don't.
He doesn't want to know about the skirts.
All I'm going to say is in Motley Crue's day, it was smoking in the boys' room. In my day, it's vaping in the gender neutral area.
That's a good one. I've known that one
for years, and I pull that one out of my pocket all the time.
Oh, that was a good one.
So
I've never heard that one. That was a good one.
We get, you know, so we're out there.
Put it in my database.
Hell yeah! And we get out there, and then this girl walks up to me, and she was there, and my buddies knew her, and she goes, "Here, take a drink of this." And here comes, you know, I had a couple beers. I'm like, "Fuck yeah, I don't give a shit." And she goes, "Pineapple juice." I goes, "What the fuck did you come to a bar and get pineapple juice for?" I'm thinking, "What? Why?" Like, this is the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
It tastes good.
Hold on. I'll get to that. So long. Basically,
like, damn it.
at the end of the day, I went home and told my dad the next day, and he goes, "You know why people go to bars and get pineapple juice, don't you?" And I goes, "No, my dad had to tell me. My 53-year-old father had to tell his 21-year-old son why the fuck people go to the bar and get pineapple juice."
That's funny.
So I takes a drink of it, and I ended up finishing it, you know. This night, I just got fucking loaded. And so we're all there. There's about 10 of us guys, and this guy's kept buying us shots. We're doing Johnny Vegas shots, and I fuck heavily with Johnny Vegas shots.
Yeah. I know you do. I fucking know you do.
That is my shit.
I've received a few videos. Yeah.
Oh, my God. And so this girl, well, then we started talking and stuff, and she would take the shots, and she'd hand them over her shoulder to me. So I'm doing double shots.
Oh, jeez.
So I'm like six. By the time we left, I was six beers deep at least, and at least 15 shots in.
Jesus.
I was fucking gone.
Yeah, I didn't know where. But you're going back north, not south.
God.
You're going back north.
I don't know where the fuck I was going. So we're out there talking and stuff. You know, then we play beer pong, and I suck at beer pong. But apparently when I'm fucking drunk, I'm really good.
Yeah, Steph Curry out in this bitch.
Fuck
yeah.
I'm like fucking Michael Jordan in this bitch. And so we're playing and stuff, and we're flirting, and then we go and play pool. We're playing pool, and I don't know why all of a sudden I felt the need to pick her up and sit her on the pool table, so we're eye to eye, and then we're talking. And she goes, "How old do you think I am?" And I'm thinking, oh,
she
fuck.
Fucking midget or something? You had to pick her up?
She's a little bit shorter than me, not by much. No, my midget days are over. my ex was 4'11", and I ain't never going down that path again.
Yeah, I was just about to say, holy crap, she could have gotten a scholarship.
She could have, yep.
Use her as a table?
I thought
stick
about it.
Take a drink on her head?
She's up to my shoulder.
Yep. No, you put a suction cup and that shit's over.
Yeah, exactly. You put a drink in her head, she wouldn't hold it because it was beer and she didn't like beer. So it's like, fuck. I didn't want to spill it.
Well, it's not like she was drinking it.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. She couldn't reach it anyway.
You got to hand it to short people.
I know. Yeah. I handed it to her, all right. Let me tell you something. So,
because I can't reach it.
Yeah, okay. You didn't have to hit the fucking punchline. I got it right then and there.
So
you got to hand it to short people. You didn't get it?
Oh, I got it.
Oh, you just don't like that one, huh?
So then
I'm
she
laughing
goes
on the inside.
Then right. Then she goes, "How old do you think I am?" And I'm thinking, "Oh fuck, I'm screwed."
Yep. You're
cooked, I know what that means.
Yep.
I go, "You got to be like." I goes, "You're 21, right?" She goes, "Yeah." I goes, "You got to be 21." She goes, "No." She goes, "I'm 26." I goes, "No fucking way." This girl looked like she wasn't a day over 18. I goes, "No fucking way." So then I goes, "Okay." I goes, "Well, how old do you think I am?" She goes, "You got to be like 26." My beard is a little bit bushier back then, but not by much. I goes, "No." She goes, 27. I goes, "No." She goes, 28. I goes, "No." She goes, 29. She goes, "No." She's going to say 30. I goes, "You say 30, I'm turning around and walking the fuck out of here."
But why did she tell her colder after she, you know?
I just said, no. Like, I'm thinking, okay, she's going to start going the other way. Because there's no way.
No, they don't back up.
There's no way I look 30. And
I don't know about it.
Then I told her, and she goes, "You're 21. And I goes, "Yeah." She goes, "I never would have guessed that." And I goes, "Well, you know, happens to the best of us."
Yep.
And then it's the beard. And so we goes to delete, and she walks up to me, and she goes, "What are you doing after this?" And I go, "I don't know yet. I got to work tomorrow."
You?
What's up?
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking, but I didn't want to say it.
That's the one you got to say, Brandon. Come on.
So,
how old are you?
So she goes. She
21.
Goes, 21.
28? 29? 30?
30, I'm going to leave.
One of the two.
Yeah, and, 28, 29, or 30, one of the two.
Yeah.
And she goes.
That's a joke.
And she goes, "We're going to go trailing after this. Do you want to go?" And I go, "Sure." It's like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Trailing's fun.
So the kid we went with had a four-wheel drive pickup truck. We all go outside, and her friend climbs in the other side. She climbs in the middle, and this one guy got in front of me, and he tried to climb in the back with her. I grabbed him by the back of his shirt, picked him up, and fucking threw him on the ground and goes, get out of my way, pussy.
Yeah. Attaboy.
And I jumps in. I'm sitting in the back seat, and I go, my buddy Wyatt was there, and I goes, "Wyatt." He goes, what? I goes, you got to take my car home. I'm too fucked up. So I chuck my keys at him. So he gets my keys. We take the car back to his house, and we go out to the Sterling Truck Trails, and we're in the back, and, you know, things are getting spicy, and we're not going to get into the details. And then all of a sudden, all the alcohol hit me at once, and I was like,
oh,
fuck me, dude.
That's when the spit happens, man.
No, I wasn't drooling yet, and we were making out and stuff, and then she said, I don't remember what she said, because I don't remember much after this, and so then we end up getting home, and it was like 4 o'clock in the morning, and we ended up coming back home, and so I got her Snapchat and shit, and then the next day we're talking, and my mom walks up to me the next day, she goes, why'd you get home so late? I goes, well, I met a girl at the bar, and we ended up going out, and she goes, oh, okay, nice, and I'm like, oh, okay, like, all right, you know, that's fair. But my mom, without missing a hesitant, bless my mother's heart, she is such a sweetheart, and without missing a beat, she goes, oh, okay, whatever. I'm like, here I am walking the door at 4:30 in the morning. She's like, oh, okay, whatever. Like, yeah, I'm gonna do shit. And I'm like, okay. So I had talking to the next day. This girl goes, what you up to? She goes, oh, just hanging out with my kids. I go, you got kids? She goes, yeah. She goes, I got 3 of them. I went, fuck. Here I am, 21 years old, and I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry, I can't.
You don't want to jump into that game.
Yeah, hopefully number 4 is on the way.
Fuck no.
Right?
Yeah. Befriended her after that.
Damn. Damn. This is the guy that fucking blocks him. He's like, yep, fuck that. Stiff arm.
I was just like, I'm sorry, but.
Fucking hit a Barry Sanders on him. Juke. Yeah. You ever see
get
her
out of
again?
Here.
Yeah, you ever see her again, you're going to fucking hit a spin move. And
oh, no, I've seen her again. We're friends, but yeah, this was just a wild time.
Do the eyes win pose.
Yeah. Bitch, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that was wild.
That's funny. That 26 and 3 kids.
Yeah. Oh, and she looked like she was 18. You'd never, ever guess it.
That's experience, though, Brandon.
It's fucking Johnny Vegas shots, I tell you.
Yeah. It is. Beer goggles. They're a hell of a drug.
Beauty's my light switch away.
Oh, no, yeah, she's gorgeous. She's gorgeous, absolutely. That girl's beautiful, but.
Mm-hmm. Wake up, she looked like fucking Michelle Obama.
No.
I hope not. She was white.
That night.
Fuck, what do I got, man? I don't know what I got. Oh, I went to CMU. Did I tell this last week?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
You went to CMU and you played a show.
Yep.
And I'm not going to lie.
I know. I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about the bars afterwards.
Oh. I was saying, I watched your interview and the interview was kind of like.
You know. I didn't say shit, did I?
I'm just like, he asked like 2 questions. I'm like, dude, come on now.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Like, I mean, other than that, it was great.
Yeah.
I will say this. I watched Spencer's band for the first time about a month ago, and I was absolutely blown away. So much better than I ever would have thought.
That's crazy, because I was hammered. That was the worst show I've ever played.
I know. And I literally walked through and go, Spencer, this is the first time I've ever seen you. What the fuck is this?
Yeah. That's a good burp, wasn't it? Yeah. That's crazy. It seems like you're pushing.
That was
been pushing a lot.
That was a push. You need to shove. That was a push.
Tasted. That was spicy.
Fucking stop it with your shit over there.
Absolutely, though, folks. If you haven't seen Chapter 4, go out and see him. They're absolutely wonderful.
Oh, please. My dick's
chapter
hard already.
Chapter 4.
Especially the guitar player.
And it's like, ooh, Chapter 4 band.
John.
Because if you search...
Got to be partial to him.
If you search Chapter 4 online, you get a like a Japanese group, you got to put like Chapter 4 band.
Oh, there
really?
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, I'll pull it up.
Are you guys Japanese on the weekends?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay. On the weekends.
Yep. Only when I lose my floss.
Turning anyway, Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so.
It's a good one.
Is that actually Japanese?
That's a song.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Call fact check. Facebook, can you fact check this?
Dennis, where are you at? Fuck, dude, I don't know. Yeah, well, did I tell you?
Someone better fact check where in the hell Dennis is.
Yeah, no shit.
We haven't had her.
The hell's he been up to?
We haven't had her fact checker here for like 3 months.
Tonight, on Unsolved Mysteries.
Somebody better fact check where a fact checker is. Fucking hell, he's been missing. Fucking... MIA Dennis.
Gonna put out an Amber Alert on him.
Absolutely.
No, CMU fucking bars are fun, man. CMU bars are good.
Yeah.
I'm about to hit one up on the 25th. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But
which one? Where are you going?
Well, we're playing a show at CMU with a bunch of college kids, and I feel like when we walked in the first time, we just felt old. So I don't know if we're gonna party with them all night.
Oh,
so
we'll
probably
are.
Just hit a few bars.
Absolutely.
No, you will.
No, I got you.
No,
guys.
You will.
I gotta shoot the beard off.
We're all wedded men. And we're walking into a... bleh, I don't know. Never mind. We'll talk off air. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Hit the black zone.
I'm just kidding. But...
Hit the black zone.
Yeah, CMU bars are fun, dude. The cabin, that's a really good time.
You gotta go to the black zone for last call. Fucking pickle eating.
I don't even know if that's still open, Dad.
Oh, it's gotta be.
You realize that Abe Lincoln got shot before you stopped going to bars. Like, I mean, come on.
Speaking of that,
oh
my
god. That made no sense. Now that I'm thinking about it.
He's bringing up dead presidents now.
All right, I'm about to blow your fucking mind.
Do it.
Me and my dad went out to lunch yesterday. We're talking about Mount Rushmore, right?
Yeah.
This is going to blow your mind. From 1927 to 1941, they took time to build Mount Rushmore. That's how long it took. And the rock it's made out of takes 10,000 years to decay 1 inch. So if you go to see Mount Rushmore today, not even 100 years old, it's going to look the exact same as it did in 1941 when it was done.
Dang. Yeah. Nice. Amen.
Yep, they said within 500,000 years, it'll start to decay to where you can't tell what it is anymore.
No, it's going to be different because didn't Nancy Pelosi say that Biden should be on there?
She didn't know what the hell she's talking about.
Does Nancy Pelosi still know that she lives?
I don't think she knows where she lives.
I was about to say, does she know any? Like,
yeah, I was just about to say.
I mean, somebody needs to tell her that she died like 10 years ago.
No, because then she'd be like, did you hear that the people on Mount Rushmore died 10 years ago? That's crazy, isn't it? No, but anyway, that's fucking awesome. I like that a lot.
Yeah, that was a good little fact.
Have you guys ever been to Mount Rushmore?
No, I haven't. Have you?
I haven't. I want to. Been to the Grand Canyon, though.
Have you?
Oh, absolutely! You got to see it. If you haven't seen it, you have to.
Yeah, I've seen it from a plane.
The only words your mouth can mutter is "That's a big fucking hole."
Yeah, that's true. A big TNT, man. A lot of TNT.
Don't, Raj. Mutter. Don't. I seen it coming.
He's still laughing.
Your mutter had a big fucking hole.
I'm done.
Yeah, I've said that a few times.
Handcuff kitchen. I had to fucking hit the inhaler for this one. This one's going to be good.
Speaking of presidents, you know if Trump gets elected, that he is going to ban shredded cheese.
I also heard he's going to ban porn.
You know, why would he ban shredded cheese?
Why would he ban porn? Because he was on both of these.
Because he wants to make American great again.
Graded.
That's a great fucking
That is a
dad
great
joke.
One. I like that. That's a good I love one. That. That's my favorite. One.
Wow.
Graded again.
That's a good
great
one.
Great again.
Yeah.
Like graded.
Geez. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
No, he's not just retarded. He's just stupid. Like, there's a difference. Graded. He got that.
Graded. Did it.
Yeah.
That is beautiful.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to say that one.
No?
No. I'm going to tell the story, what I got with Brandon.
Oh, okay.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, that was a good boy.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, I forgot we met them. Jesus,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we were at...
I will never forget. That was the first time I met Eddie. I literally got in my car. I got in the car with my sister, and I goes, I fucking love that guy.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I fucking love you, man. That was awesome.
That was a wonderful time.
We met at the Ratskeller, had some dinner and shit.
These pretzels were so good.
And we're going down Midland Street and stuff, and it's funny because Brandon's like, I just want to dance. I want to find somewhere to dance. Like, where can we go?
I just want
to
dance.
I know. And I was like, all right, man. Like, okay, let's figure it out. So we went into Westtown. Fucking all the chains come off, break, and it's like fucking Saturday Night Fever. And he gets down there on the stage, and he's doing his moves. Everything's going. Yep. And there's like nobody. Nobody's dancing.
Oh, I didn't give a shit. I was
and
in
so,
the
moment. Yeah. Oh, it was great. And he's out there rocking it out. And then, you know, a group of girls come out, and they start dancing and everything. And then... there was a couple girls who started throwing dollar bills at him from the up top. Yeah. And then this other dude, who's bigger than I am, comes out, and he starts dancing, and he's having a good time. And then the girls went away.
I know exactly what you're talking about. And I was and son of a bitch.
I know. And then Brandon's dancing, and he's like, ah, I'm going to take a break. So then he leaves, and it's just this dude. It's just fucking Yogi the Bear out there.
He looked like Yogi the Bear.
Yeah,
he
did. Just having the time of his fucking life and just rocking it out. It was.
That was a beautiful night.
Yeah, that was a good night. Yeah, you had the whole table just fucking wet.
Yeah, because then Yogi steps off, and then Brandon's like, all right, my chance. He gets back out there. He starts grooving, and then boom, everybody comes back to the floor. Yeah. It was this weird Russian dance.
Absolutely.
with a bear in a top hat.
If you go to a bar, it doesn't matter if you're a good dancer or not. You just get on the dance floor. I mean, shit's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
It always does.
It does.
I mean,
especially
if
you can break it down like you.
Oh, yeah. We went to Munger Potato Fest. That was unreal. I almost lost my shit about three times.
Oh, dude, the Friday. that Friday was tight.
Slipped on the floor about four times in cowboy boots, and I almost did the splits, I think, about three.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Dennis had to catch me one time.
Oh, I'm surprised Dennis caught you because
I was right next to him.
You dance like that. Stop being a mechanic. Go out to Vegas.
That's what I'm saying.
If
mechanic ever fails, I got stripper as a backup.
Well, no.
About to Magic Mike this shit. Well, Channing Tatum, give him a run for his money.
Well, these bars actually hire people to come in to get the dance
really
on the floor.
Right.
We need to.
You're like a pace car.
One of the years I was out there, and I can't remember which nightclub we were in. And there was a lot of people in there, but nobody was dancing. All of a sudden, you know, this girl comes in. Never had a drink or anything. She just went out there and just started dancing.
Absolutely.
She was very good.
Absolutely.
Dancing like crazy. Boom. The whole floor started
filling
up.
Oh, yeah. Somebody's got to be that first person out there. Absolutely.
Started filling up. She went up. I'm looking at her, and she went up to the bar. They gave her like $100. She left.
Shit.
That w- and I'm I wrong. Went up there. I'm like, what? And so what was that? You know, and he goes, well, we do that. All the places around here, if we don't have the crowd into the, you know, to the DJ or the band or whatever is performing, we have a list of people we call.
Absolutely.
They come in, they get the crowd dancing, we pay them, and they leave.
It all depends on the music, though. I mean, if you're not playing like that weird shit.
Yeah. I mean, to come in there and, you know, 20 minutes worth of work, walk out with $100.
I went to a
dancing.
Absolutely. That'd be so easy. I could do that in a night. Yep. My God. I could live off of that. I went to a bar one time. They went from playing Conway Twitty to Nickelback to Yeah by Usher. And I was like, what the fuck just happened?
I got all of Spotify on random.
I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell which move we're supposed to be doing. Slow dance, a two-step, or... That yeah, was wild.
Yep. That's great.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. This has been fun. This is a good night. I've enjoyed it.
Those, yeah. There was one wedding I went to a few months back out in Nebraska. And that DJ... You know, he was a younger kid, college kid, and he did a lot of mixes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And from the time he started playing until the time that was over with, that floor was packed.
I'd say that was about Cura's wedding.
I mean,
yeah. Yep.
He had those people out there all fucking night long. Never saw like a big wave walk off.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It was just constant.
That's the best way. Absolutely.
It was just, I've never seen that at a reception.
Right? Oh, weddings are the absolute best.
Where, you know... Where it was, I mean, and the floor was packed. You couldn't even, you know.
Right.
I mean, you had to elbow your way to get on there.
Throwing the bows.
I heard Spencer's going to have a pretty awesome reception. That's what I heard.
Oh, yeah. Fucking A. Right. I am. That's going to be fun.
Ours is.
Yep. So basically, we're making an announcement that's like, hey, if you want to talk to the bride and groom, you ought to come to the dance floor because that's where I'm going to be.
Fuck yeah.
Yep.
I better get an invite.
Oh, fucking Brandon. Yeah. Come on. Don't be retarded.
You don't even have to pay me to get on the dance floor. I'll just
You'll be coming.
Just make sure there's some single ladies there.
Yeah, if you're looking for
I can't control that. I'm going to be married.
If you're looking for a wedding DJ, sponsor of the show, DJ Kit, out of here in Bay City.
There it is.
Get a hold of them. One of the premier DJs. You can see him at BMO's or White's. Right. And
as long as he's free, he's for me, baby. You're going.
Wow. Anything good is worth paying for, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. Yeah, I guess that's what they say, isn't it? Well, from all of us at Basement Bar Beer and Mel.
Yeah, thank you very much. You can check out 989.network. We want to welcome Two Cats, One Dog to the network.
Hey, congratulations. You made it.
Yeah, they'll be popping up here in the next week. And you can check out our Patreon. All the lost episodes are up on patreon.com/989network. And just $5 a month there, and you can hear all the lost episodes and extra content that's going to be put and generated. And let's see. Thanks to Ideal Party Store. I want that kettle corn. Thank you so much for Brandon.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Hanging out.
Thank you, Standish, for producing a good man.
Yeah.
Kevin, Lisa, congratulations.
Absolutely.
I didn't say that yet. I ain't done living my 20s yet.
That's true. Yeah. 26, 27, 28?
29. 29? Yeah.
One of the two.
27, 8, 9.
Had to give it to you one more time. Down. I had to give it to you one more time.
Yeah.
Depends on the day, what my body feels like.
Yep.
Yeah, and
no more goose eggs.
Yeah. Well, thank you again. And
absolutely.
As Ernest Hemingway said, always do sober what you said you'd do drunk. Cheers.
Did you enjoy this episode? Then check out more at 99.network, Mid-Michigan's premier podcast network.
Hold up.
Do you love terrible B-movies? Fans of wrestling and Power Rangers? Step into Amityville Studios and join Rick and Eric for some side-splitting laughter and great banter on Wider Range of Conversations. Find it where all podcasts can be found. Wider Range of Conversations with Rick and Eric.